When it comes to the most haunted hayrides and trails in Connecticut, you always hear about legends of fear. Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Sienna and Raven. Joining us, it's Brad from Legends of Fear at Fairview Tree Farm in Shelton. Now, you guys have the trail and you have the hayride, too.
Yes, we do.
Now, I believe the way my friends distinguish it is that, and you tell me if we're right, the kids could probably go on the hayride and they've been okay, but we can't send them out on the trail because they're too scared.
The trail is an upfront, in-your-face experience, and we try to limit it to teenagers. I would say that most people know that their younger kids would probably be too scared for the up-close acting events that we have there. And the hayride still has that, but at least you're safe within the confines of a wagon.
Right.
So you're safe. The wagon,
and if you're too
away.
Scared, you close your eyes and you keep moving automatically. You don't need to walk.
Right.
The hayride moves you along.
Yeah. Raven, I don't know if Raven remembers, but a couple years ago, we were part of it. We were part of the hayride.
It was excellent. We would love that again.
It was super fun, but we brought my daughter Hayden. She was going to be like this creepy little doll, and I prepped her, and she was excited.
Yeah, and then she pulled back.
Yeah, the minute we got to the makeup tent, like, you guys do it legit. She was terrified watching the actors get ready. She couldn't do it. My husband had to take her out to dinner.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was the most fun, is I carried around a severed leg, an axe, and various machetes that day.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I remember. It was great. And nobody asked me for the leg before I left. I did return it, but nobody asked me for it. They were like, no, we're just going to let him go with that.
So I've been having an issue at my house where, like, it's like keeping up with the Joneses. All my neighbors have been doing these elaborate, incredible Halloween displays. We're kind of like a hub for trick-or-treaters. What do you find, because, you know, your professional opinion, what motif scares people the most?
Whether it be the trail or the hayride, the greatest scares that we get would be the startle scare, where people let their guard down for just that split second and they're not expecting what's about to happen next. Or they expect to see something. We'll have like a corner. They're looking to the left where they think the scare is going to be and something charges out from the other side.
I need to hide people. I have to hide people in my yard.
The jump scares are very, very, very effective.
Mm. You know, the hard part when you're doing like one of these trails or the hayrides is the people that you hear screaming in front of them kind of ruin that scare. You guys keep the spacing good. You got to consider the same thing, whether it be in your neighborhood with the kids too. Scare those young toddlers all as one solid group.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them any warning whatsoever before that.
That's nice.
Yeah, we've tried to put in a few twists and turns where groups will move to the right and then suddenly move to the left and they can't see in front of them. And that's similar to what we try to have on the hayride too. But in the trail, we've also installed flaps. They're called fear flaps. They're little plastic sheets that come down, but then they're able to retain fog, also retain sound, so that if there's a group screaming on the other side, the group that's approaching a scare scene will not know what's going on the other side of that wall.
Nice.
So if somebody's decorating their lawn, what would be the important tips to get people really scared?
They could keep a darker theme, possibly scarecrows. That if you were to have two or three, Halloween night, you wanted to put some like folding lawn chairs. It's very simple, very effective. You could put a couple lawn chairs along your walkway, stuff one or two scarecrows, and maybe the middle scarecrow or the last scarecrow coming up to the porch could be just a real person.
Yes.
And just with a little bit of hay coming out around a glove, hat tipped down low, maybe sunglasses or some sort of mask or camouflage in all three, and then one of them can come to life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's spooky.
Why not have trick-or-treaters the next year, though?
Right. With a real desire for blood.
Right. Save me money on candy. I got to tell you, the one thing that has always stuck out with me on that trail, the church. That is some freaky stuff, is walking through the church. And if I could ever mimic that in my yard, I definitely would.
It's even changed this year. It's definitely kicked up to the next level.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I love that part.
It's Brad from Legends of Fear at Fairview Tree Farm in Shelton. And you guys are open all weekends now through
November
Halloween.
3rd.
Cool.